Greetings in Jesus' name on this 30th day of April, the year of our Lord 2024. It's currently 45 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under kind of cloudy conditions and cooler today, around 50 degrees. We were all the way up in the 70s on yesterday. I missed the broadcast yesterday. I was up very early and headed out to Boston to pick up my sister. My dad is in the intensive care unit on a ventilator, and they're trying to figure out what virus he has. Something has caused his body to just attack his organs. And it's interesting because it's the same something I had back in January when I had a virus that tricked my system and caused my immune system to attack itself and ultimately attack my platelets. And so it is kind of mysterious. But several months later, my dad is not doing well. And we're trusting God for all of this. And so we're believing that God's going to raise him up. And if he chooses to take him on to glory, he's a good God. He never fails. And we're trusting him for these things. Our area up here on the hills, it's kind of an interesting scene. We've got Brother Knickerbocker here and his wife staying in a camper. My sister's come up, and my nephew and my niece are here, along with my nephew's wife. And so we've got people staying all over everywhere, and we're doing our best. And I certainly would appreciate and covet the prayers of God's saints. I'm preparing now to go down and teach the Bible class at the Sanford Christian Academy. I've been in my office early this morning studying the Bible and seeking the Lord, and will continue to do the same thing as we wait on him, trusting him to continue to encourage us and help us along life's journey. If you have a copy of the scriptures today, I'd like for you to look with me in 1 Kings chapter 11 and verse number 1, where the Bible says, "But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, women of the Ammonites, women of the Edomites, women of the Zidonians, and women of the Hittites." And here we have such a tragic, tragic verse. I've been reading through the book of 1 Kings, and this morning I read 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And my, what God used Solomon to accomplish for his glory and his honor. All of the building of the temple, 7 years in building of the temple, the building of his own home. And I just painstakingly went through every verse, and I say that painstakingly, meaning very carefully, reading the Word of God, seeing the wonders of wonders, the Lord Jesus, reading about the Queen of Sheba coming to meet with Solomon, and the half hasn't been told, and all of the wisdom that Solomon had. But in the midst of all of that wisdom, he still acted foolishly. And here the Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 11 and verse number 1, "But King Solomon loved many strange women." Now this was his downfall. The kingdom was to be split, 10 northern tribes, 2 southern tribes, and it was King Solomon's downfall, many strange women. Today, I wonder, what is our downfall? And furthermore, should we even have a downfall? Can we not keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God? Don't you think that we as the people of God could just keep our eyes on Christ and not have these downfalls, these backsliding times where King Solomon loved many strange women? I've watched this countless times in my ministry since 1989, feverishly, laser-focused, serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I've watched countless numbers of people with this conjunction in their life, "but," and I could mention their names. Here it's, "But King Solomon loved many strange women." I wonder, dear friend, today, could we not learn from this? Of course we could. Let's learn from this. There are many things that can distract us and take us away And it could be even our own head, our own emotions, our own mind. And we must bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And we must cast down all the strongholds that would come against us. And I am praying today that God would help us, that we would be able to be our best, no less for Christ, and be able to be impactful in the region that God has put us, and we might continue to go on for Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.